live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Strawberry Fair is back this summer after an enforced 2-year break due to COVID. It's back a week later than usual on Saturday the 11th of June, but for it to run, it needs lots more volunteers. The chair of Strawberry Fair, Mark McGiven, joins me via Zoom today to give us a bit more detail. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Now, before we talk about the volunteers, could you give everyone a bit of background about Strawberry Fair? When did it start?
Strawberry Fair started in 1974, and it was set up by a group of people who wanted to do a city alternative to the University Maybold.
Oh, okay. I didn't realise that.
2024 will be the official 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll be a big one, won't it? And it's all a free event, isn't it? And what sort of ethos does it have, and what's it all about?
Right. Well, it is a free event. I mean, part of its ethos is that it's still the city alternative to the Maybold. The ethos is that it's free for anyone to come to. There's no admission price, there's no ticket price. There are music stages, I think 8 of them this year, plus arts area, a big kids park. And it's a day for families and everyone and anyone to come and enjoy. Now, with that, it's basically throwing a party for 30-odd thousand people.
Yeah.
And, of course, that has to be planned and managed and organised and run. And Strawberry Fair has always been a volunteer event. So the people who take part in it, the people who do the stages, the people who do the majority of the management, apart from a couple of very specialist roles where we do have to pay people. But beyond that, it's entirely dependent on volunteers coming and working and helping and doing what's needed.
Now, to keep 30,000 people safe and all the stages running and the kids park, you need a lot of volunteers, don't you?
Now, we do indeed.
You're looking for more volunteers, aren't you? What sort of thing could people get involved with if they're interested?
There's basically, they're not tiers of volunteers, but there's three sort of main groups. Now, the first group, and by far the smallest, are those that want to take part in planning and managing the event, both in the run-up to it and at the event itself. So for that, there's a committee, which anyone can join, entirely voluntary or volunteer-based. And if people want to get involved in the committee or learn more about the meetings or what that involves, frankly, they can email me on mark, M-A-R-K, at strawberry-fair.org.uk. And I'd be quite happy to share information about the meetings, etc. You don't have to be a committee member to come to the meetings, and people can come along and contribute without formally sort of joining. But why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know. And then the next sort of group is made up of people who come along in the week that we're on site before the fair and the 4 days that we're on site after the fair. So that's from the Monday to the Friday before and the Sunday to the Wednesday afterwards. So you'd be part of building it, creating it, and managing the construction and then the takedown of the site. Now, obviously, there's the obvious ones there. People who want to lift and carry stuff. We're loading stuff onto and off vans. We're managing traffic. We're putting fence lines up. And we're doing a range of work. But it doesn't all have to be physical. For those that, frankly, would not necessarily feel that comfortable moving fence panels around all day, there's a whole range of management type roles on site, including coordinating with all the different groups of volunteers, keeping a record of who's there, managing vehicle access, looking at escorting vehicles or giving drivers their paperwork and handouts, and also being part of helping production, accredit everyone, do wristbands, work with caterers.
Literally,
the list
hundreds,
goes on and on and on.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, those people as well, you forget that because it's a day event, it's not just that you need people on that day. You need people, well, obviously planning it from now, but you need people, as you say, the week before and the week after. So anyone that couldn't make the day, I mean, there's plenty for people to do. And I'm guessing that they don't have to be there every day of that if they can't make it.
No, they don't even have to be all day on any day.
Excellent, yeah.
You know, I'll be there probably largely on Midsummer Common from the Monday before to the Wednesday afterwards. But if people have, say, got a couple of hours after work or late afternoon or a couple of hours in the morning, we can find work.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah,
there is never a time where there is nothing to be done. And if people are of a more artistic nature, there's decor, signage, painting tasks, and that kind of activity going on as well. So as well as the physical building and the doing the more management construction side of the event, there's the artistic side of the event, which people can come and be part of as well.
Oh, there's loads of different options then, isn't there? And you said there's a third group. What was that?
And that's the people working on the day itself. Again, there is no obligation on anyone to be there from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 a.m. the following morning, because we don't really stop work until about 2 a.m. the following morning after the fair. But at any point during the day, we do need stewards, and we need literally as many stewards as we can find. There is no upper number here. There's a minimum number below which it starts getting quite tricky, but there is no upper number. And the more that we have, the better we can run the event.
Of course.
And the better we can run it, the more it guarantees a successful event that can happen again.
Yeah.
You know, like everything else, Strawberry Fair is one bad year away from never happening again.
Oh, dear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, that's just a simple reality.
Yeah.
Thereby having lots of stewards, and we do train stewards. We do have training, and they are mentored, and they will be supervised, and they'll be working with people who've done it before. So if there's never stewarded an event and are feeling a little bit of trepidation about coming along and, well, that's a lot of people, we will train, mentor, guide and assist.
Brilliant.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So no one's ever going to be unsupported. Stewards don't intervene in things, by the way. If people are worried that if I see something, what do I... Well, you don't. The job of stewards is to, A, be the friendly face of the fair. You know, they're the people who the audience, the crowds interact with the most. And they'll come up and go, where's this or where's that? And there's also the eyes of the fair, noticing if there's a problem, an issue, a safety problem. And they then will inform site control who will send the right people to deal with it.
That's good to know as
stewards
well.
Stewards are not in the first line, are not our first line interveners. They're the eyes and ears.
Lovely.
As many as humanly possible, frankly. There are also other tasks on the day, such as helping with production running, helping acts get across site, and doing all that kind of production type work, of which we never run short of jobs for people to do. Should there be people who like working with media and such like, we do have radio there, we do have journalists, we do need people to be looking at Instagram, Twitter, all the social media, but also liaising with press and photographers and everything else. And the more people we have doing that, the smoother that works. Mm. And also, with the number of volunteers on site, just people whose job it is to keep an eye on the welfare of everybody working, making sure that people are taking breaks, that they have got water, that they do get their lunch and their dinner, and all of those types of things. So there's actually quite a big welfare crew involved as well. Yeah. And then there's people who get involved with welfare for the actual fairgoers, those who need to take a break from it for a little bit and just have a bit of a restful space. There are people doing that. So there's space for more people to be involved in that. The list, unfortunately, is endless.
Yeah, yeah. But it just shows that anyone with any sort of idea of helping, if you want to come along with a friend, the two of you could do something, or even probably part of your family, you could do it and make it a bit of an event.
Absolutely. I mean, literally, if there's two people who feel that they'd like to spend a couple of hours during the day working on that, then we'll take that 2 hours. And we will help, encourage, guide in exactly the same way as to someone who's there all day or for 10 days. No effort that people can give will be unappreciated, and it's all massively of value.
That sounds brilliant. Now, if people want to get in touch with you and, you know, are excited by getting involved in this in any capacity, should they email you, or is there another email address?
Well, they can email me on mark@strawberry-fair.org.uk. We do have a regrettably long email for official volunteers, and that's iwanttohelp@strawberry-fair.org.uk. But if people find that it's just simpler to type Mark out, then that's absolutely fine.
Hopefully, then, you'll get a flurry of emails coming very soon.
You know, people are coming forwards. I mean, we already do have a volunteer crew, but it's worth stating that the last 2 years have changed a lot of people's lives beyond what they thought for themselves. So the world's moved on, and people move on. And, of course, anyone who gets enthusiastic, who comes along and works at this year's fair and gets enthused by it, they can then be part of planning for the following year. The fair will grow and develop as people come in with ideas to make it grow and develop. And that's the beauty of it. It's changed decade on decade on decade, and we want it to keep going.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it, Mark. Well done for all those volunteering so far, and hopefully with a whole new host of volunteers too. Thank you very much.
Indeed, thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.